Mishnah 8, because the Mishnah began to talk about the shofar blasts, the Mishnah goes slightly sidetracked to discuss the general blowing of the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. And in the second half of the Mishnah, we're going to see that there is an argument between the Tana of the previous Mishnah and the Tana of this Mishnah with regards to when the shofar was blown during the process of the Nisuch HaMayim. So the Mishnah says, "Ein pechsin me'esim achas tkiris ba'mikdash." There is never a day where less than 21 shofar blasts are sounded in the Beis HaMikdash. So that would be 7 sets of tekiah, trua, tekiah. That is the minimum every single day. "Ein me'sifin al arba'im ushmoine." And there are never more than 48 shofar blasts in one day. So, b'kol yom, on every day, on a regular day, hoyu shom esem achas tkiyos, there would be 21 blasts. Firstly, shalish lefsichas sha'arim. There would be 3, meaning tekiah, teruah, tekiah, at the opening of the gates in the Beis HaMikdash, in the courtyard in the morning, when the kohanim would enter there, to begin the day's service. So as soon as they opened the gates, the shofar would be sounded 3 times. V'teisha l'tom shel shachar, it was sounded 9 times, meaning 3 sets of tekiah, teruah, tekiah, whilst the morning korban tomid was brought and offered on the mizbeach. And the Gemara explains that the Leviim would sing as the korban tomid was being offered, and they would always split the song into 3 parts, and at the beginning of each part they would blow the shofar 3 times, tekiah, teruah, tekiah. So that would come to 9, and they would do exactly the same thing in the afternoon korban tomid. The shofar was blown 9 times, whilst the Leviim was singing during the afternoon korban tomid. So that's 3 plus 9 plus 9, which equals 21, which happens every single day. And on a day where a korban musaf is brought, they would add another 9 blasts, whilst the nisuch hayayin, the pouring of the wine on the mizbeach, was going on, whilst the korban musaf was being brought. So they would blow 3 sets of tekiah, teruah, tekiah, and that's regardless of how many animals or how many korbanos musaf were brought. Even if, let's say, you've got a Shabbos and a Rosh Chodesh which fall on the same day, so there would be 2 different korbanos musaf which are offered up. One is the korban musaf of Shabbos, one would be the korban musaf of Rosh Chodesh. But nevertheless, they would only ever have 9 blasts for all of the korbanos musaf put together, regardless of how many korbanos musaf there were. Uv Erev Shabbos, and on Erev Shabbos, Friday afternoon, Hoymei Sifin Oid Sheish, they would add another 6 blasts. And the truth is, it's very likely that this wasn't just done in the Beis HaMikdash, these 6 blasts. The Gemara explains that this was done in every city. Sholesh, they would blow the shofar 3 times, meaning 1 set of tekiah, teruah, tekiah, lehavtila omim melacha, to stop the people from working. And the truth is, this set of 3 were not necessarily done in one go, tekiah, teruah, tekiah. Rather, they would blow a tekiah, and that was to signal that those people working in the fields outside of the city should pack up and start returning to the city. Soon after that, they would blow the teruah, which was a sign for people who were in the city but who have shops, for them to start packing up and returning home. And then soon after that, they would blow the second tekiah, and that was to signal for people to make their last preparations and to light the Shabbos candles. So that was the first 3, and then they would wait a little bit more, and just before Shabbos would come in, v'sholesh, they would blow 3 blasts. This time they would do it all together, tekiah, teruah, tekiah. And that was lehavdil bein kodesh l'chol, to make a separation from the holy day of Shabbos and the weekday, and that was the signal that Shabbos had begun. Now, according to all of the calculations above, the Mishnah comes to the maximum number of shofar blasts which could be blown on one day. Erev Shabbos, shemaseich echog. On Erev Shabbos, on a Friday afternoon, during Sukkos, Hoshom Arboi Moshmoina, there would be 48 blasts on that one day. And here we're going to see that this Mishnah argues on the previous Mishnah on 2 points. One of the sets of shofar blasts which the previous Mishnah counted, this Mishnah will not count. And one of the sets of shofar blasts which the previous Mishnah did not count, this Mishnah will count. So begins the count of the Mishnah. Shalosh lefsichas sha'arim, there would be 3 shofar blasts for the opening of the gates of the Beis HaMikdash's courtyard, just like every day. And now the Mishnah starts to talk about the Nisuch HaMayim, and the shofar which was blown during that process, Shalosh l'shaar ha'elyon. There were 3 shofar blasts which are blown by the upper gate, Shaar Nikonar, by the 2 Kohanim, and that agrees with the previous Mishnah. But now the Mishnah misses one out. The previous Mishnah said that they would blow the shofar on the 10th of the 15 steps. This Mishnah misses that out, because according to this Mishnah, they would not blow the shofar at that point. Alright, now the previous Mishnah said that they would blow the shofar when they reached the floor after the 15 steps, when they reached the floor of the Ezas Noshem, they would blow the shofar, and that would last until they reached the gate at the entrance to the Ezas Noshem, which would go out to Har Habayis. And the Mishnah over here agrees. It says, V'sholish l'shar ha-tachtoin, three shofar blasts for the lower gate. That refers to the gate at the entrance of the Ezas Noshem. But this Mishnah also agrees that they would start blowing that already from the beginning, when the Kohanim would reach the beginning of the Ezas Noshem from the other side. So then you would have whoever was appointed to collect the water from the Shloach spring. They would go and collect the water, return. And we learned in the previous perek, actually, it wasn't mentioned in the previous Mishnah, but in the previous perek we learned that when they entered through the Shaar HaMayim, which was one of the gates into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, they would blow the shofar. So this Mishnah agrees with that. V'sholosh l'milui HaMayim, three shofar blasts for the filling up of the water, when they would come through the Shaar HaMayim after having filled up the golden jug with water. And now the Mishnah adds one, which this Mishnah argues on the previous Mishnah, because according to this Mishnah, V'sholosh al gabi ha-mizbeach, there were three extra shofar blasts when one was on top of the Mizbeach. And there is a discussion as to what this is referring to. According to some, it's referring to the Nisuch HaMayim itself, as that process of pouring the water was actually performed, so the shofar was blown another three times. Whereas according to others, it refers to the process which was done with the Arovus on the side of the Mizbeach, when they would surround the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah over here is saying that the shofar was blown then as well. And so far there have been five sets of Tekiah Teruah Tekiah. So that's 15 shofar blasts, alright? And as well as that, you have the regular shofar blasts of Teisha L'Tomid Shal Shachar, 9 whilst the Tomid of the morning was brought and offered up, with Teisha L'Tomid Shal Ben Arbayim, 9 shofar blasts while the Tomid of the afternoon was offered up, and the Leviim would be singing their Shira, with Teisha L'Tomid Sofin, there would be 9 more shofar blasts for the Korbanos Musaf of Sukkos, and since it was Erev Shabbos, there would be Shalosh Havdos Amim Melacha, 9 to separate the people from performing work, to signal for them to pack up and return home, and to make their last preparations for Shabbos and to light the Shabbos candles, for Shalosh Havdos being Kodesh Lachol, and another 3 blasts to separate between Shabbos and the weekday, to signal the beginning of Shabbos.